Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The second baseman, Milt Groff. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Martin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Thompson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Urban. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jack Urban. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting third. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bill Taylor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff hits a line drive towards first. Philly reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Urban fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Finnegan moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Urban scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. One out. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. Martin moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Jack Urban is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urban hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin scores. Thompson scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held, who is chasing the ball. Finnegan reaches third base with a triple. Tuttle goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0-1 in the game. Groff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Groff reaches second base with a double. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groff moves to third. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Groff scores. Held moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-1 in the game. Taylor hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Philly goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Tigers. Wally Burnett now pitching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Thompson for a passed ball. Wilson scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Athletics. Harry Bird now pitching. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Groff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards first. Philly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Groff. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Bowling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunter. Tuttle moves to third. Finnegan moves to second. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff fields it and throws to second for the out. Tuttle scores. Finnegan moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 7, Tigers, 7. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Wally Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett bunts towards first. Philly scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Hunter moves to second. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keene moves to second. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Groff now playing left field. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane misplays the ball. That's an error on Keane. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Philly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groff moves to third. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive to right field. Kaline throws towards Bowling. Bowling fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bowling. Groff scores. Martin moves to third. Martin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Athletics. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson is walked intentionally. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Groff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Harry Bird. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell now playing left field. Johnny Groth now playing center field. Joe Prisco now pitching. Wally Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Power bunts towards first. Philly scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Burnett moves to second. One out. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to third. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 4 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunter. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Thompson for a passed ball. Keene moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Martin bunts towards the mound. Prisco fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to third. Martin moves to second. One out. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson is walked intentionally. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Held tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-7, Athletics. Wally Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Martin trying to get to home. Kaline throws the ball into Wilson who tags Martin who's trying to score from second, for the out. Thompson moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House pinch hits for Red Wilson. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Groff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.